Now, we all find ourselves having a chat to our cats and dogs at home sometimes, but they don't normally talk back. This week, however, a paper in PNAS looks at communications between dolphins that suggests that they use learned names to address one another. We're joined now by Vincent Yannick from the University of St Andrews. So, Vincent, what have you discovered?
We've studied signature whistles of bottlenose dolphins for a while now, and these are very unusual signals in that every animal develops its own specific sound early in life and then uses that to broadcast where it is and who it is. And these sounds also are occasionally copied by other dolphins. And when we first found that, we thought that this might be a kind of labeling system, or as has been discussed, as a kind of naming system perhaps. And in subsequent studies, we looked at who copies who, and it turned out that it's mainly animals that are very close to each other, like mothers and calves, or also close associates. And in this new study now, we put this to a test by going out into the wild and playing back signature whistles to animals here off the east coast of Scotland. What we really wanted to do was to find out whether we can address one animal just with a copy of its signature whistle. So for that to be the case, we had treatment calls, which were the signature whistles of animals, but also other whistles from their repertoire and signature whistles from other animals. And the result of the study was that the animals really only responded when we copied their own signature whistle, but did not do all the control sound.
And you sent us a few of those signature whistles over. We'll have a listen to those now. Those two whistles are obviously very different. How do we know that those are signature whistles as opposed to any other sort of random collection of clicks?
This is an interesting question because, indeed, when you have an animal in captivity, for example, and you can isolate it from the group, then the signature whistle is the most common whistle that the animal makes. It is producing it almost constantly. Now, in the wild, this is a little trickier. We do know that about half of the whistles they produce are signatures, but the other half are other kinds of whistles. Now, the way we found out what the signatures were in these wild animals here was using a study that we published earlier this year, showing that you can find out what signature whistles are by looking at the specific temporal patterns of whistles. So if dolphins repeat whistles, then the interval between these whistles for signature whistles have very specific values, and you can look for those, and you can identify then which whistles are signature whistles and which ones are not.
You mentioned that these whistles are learned by the animal when it's quite young. So does each dolphin create its own nickname in a way?
Yes. So one of the big differences we call as names to human names is that the animals develop them themselves, so they're not given to them. And the way it happens, it is kind of a creative process in that the animal listens to other whistles in its environment and then maybe chooses one as a model, but then starts to change that whistle sufficiently so that it becomes a new signal. So the animals really do label themselves first in a way and then produce that whistle repeatedly when they are trying to contact the group. And only through this repetition do other members of the group, of course, learn that this new signal stands for a particular individual.
How do we know what these whistles are used for? Are they just being used to say hi and let other animals know that they're there? Or are they used as a warning, like we hear other animals sort of scream warnings, baboons tell other baboons that leopards are near, for example?
These whistles really just label the identity of the animal, so there isn't any kind of additional information in the shape of the whistle. Now, there is, of course, additional information always in the voice of an animal, also of a human, when we communicate. So if an animal is afraid, for example, then subtle parameters change, and those can also be extracted from receivers, and they can recognize what state the animal is in. And so through that, the animal can also convey, for example, whether there is danger imminent. However, these signature whistles do not function the same way as alarm calls, where they label particular predators, for example. These whistles really just kind of stand for the individual that's producing them. For other calls that the animals might have, there are food calls that we found as well, which kind of seem to be standing for food. But we need further research to see to what extent they really are labels, rather than just a kind of excitement call where animals encounter large schools of fish.
Is this naming unique to dolphins?
The only other animal in which we find something kind of comparable, perhaps, apart from humans, are perhaps parrots. There's various studies on parrots that suggest that they may also have a signature call system that works in a similar way. But there's only very few studies so far, and this is one of the rare cases where we actually have more information about dolphins than we have about birds, even though birds as a group are studied much more extensively than dolphins.
Why does dolphin communication in particular fascinate us so much?
I think there's different reasons for this fascination. On the one hand, people are fascinated with dolphins because they are beautiful animals, and when you encounter them in the wild. The other fascination is the scientific one, which really comes more from the fact that these animals have these advanced cognitive skills, which really rival those of the non-human primates. And it is a puzzle that to find this in an animal that clearly evolved in a completely different environment from ours. So to have similarities in communication skills between humans and dolphins, like vocal learning, for example, or also in other skills like social memory and the cognition tasks, is kind of a surprise in such a uniform environment. And what it really tells us, and one of the interesting aspects about this, is that probably a lot of these skills actually evolved primarily in social contexts rather than in perhaps a tool manufacturing or tool use context, which is one of the other possible origins of advanced cognition that we find in primates.
So you're suggesting that us understanding how dolphins communicate can understand how our own language evolved?
Yes, I think these comparative studies with animals that are quite far away from our own lineage are very useful in highlighting what could perhaps be common reasons for the evolution of complexity, in this case in particular in communication, but I think also beyond this in cognition in general. The fact that dolphins don't have opposable thumbs, don't produce complex tools, is something that kind of hints at the more dominant role of social aspects.
What are the next steps in your work now that you understand the role of these signature whistles?
One of the interesting observations we've made is that if you follow a group of dolphins, every so often you hear signature whistles of animals that aren't present in the group. And one of the next questions really is whether these are attempts of the animals in the group to find these other individuals, or whether they perhaps really use them as referential labels to exchange information about third parties. We're quite a long way away still to kind of make that discovery, I think, if it's there. But I think it's a very interesting question to see to what extent perhaps these learned signals could serve as truly referential signals, which could only be shown if we show that they are conveying information to a dolphin about another dolphin.
That was Vincent Yannick from the University of St Andrews in Scotland.